Monday marks the next step in the U.S. Census count. On May 3rd, some 1,300 enumerators throughout Alaska will start going to housing units that did not respond to the mailed questionnaires. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Michael Burns, deputy director of the Seattle Regional Census Center, notes that while Alaska's far-flung remote communities have always challenged U.S. Census takers, 2010 is presenting a new counting difficulty.
I think the biggest difference from the last 10 years is the immigration that's coming into the state of Alaska. Some of these people coming from different countries are coming from countries where the government was in a harassing mode to its citizenry. They come over to this country, and as soon as you say you're from the U.S. government, there is that fear factor that comes over them.
Burns spoke at a special census non-response follow-up press conference held yesterday at the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. In rural villages, the Census Bureau hires enumerators from the community. That reduces mistrust, normally solves the language problem, and increases returns. Census takers seek very limited information. Burns says anyone going beyond simple questions about the household should be regarded with suspicion. Burns also stressed that all information is confidential. That's true whether someone is a U.S. citizen or not. Nor is one's personal information shared with any other government agency. Confidentiality is simply the law.
Each of our census takers, like myself, have taken an oath of confidentiality. We cannot divulge any information that we collect on anyone through this census and for the rest of our life.
Burns says as of April 26th, Alaska had a 61% response rate, the lowest in the nation, and well below Wisconsin, the highest with 80% and the national average of 72%. Juneau and Anchorage have about 70% mail response, Fairbanks 60%. The Bureau is working hard to reach 100%. After all, this official population tally carries a sizable financial impact.
When you think of the census, think of it as that underpinning, that actual device to provide needed funds that come back to us for the services that we take for granted.
The Census Bureau estimates that every Alaskan counted means $10,000 in annual federal funding or $120,000 total until the 2020 census count. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.